I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
Any varmint that crosses that lady's path has met its match. Come on!
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Show. ChrisAnnHall.com, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E-H-A-L-L.com. I almost hesitate talking about this today. Obama's amazing speech last night. I know that everybody in the world is going to be talking about this, but perhaps you will hear it from me first. Perhaps you will hear some things from me that you won't hear from everybody else. I'm very curious to see what the talking heads are going to say, because I think maybe that there's going to be some hysterical reaction to the president's speech today. And I think maybe if we look at it from a more rational perspective, we'll be able to see what it really is. I believe that Obama would want you to believe that this yesterday, last night, was his Emancipation Proclamation for illegal immigrants. No. As a matter of fact, his whole little analogy, they pick your vegetables, they make your beds. The allusion to slavery there was just stunning to me. So I really believe that Obama thought this was his Emancipation Proclamation. And by the way, I think if it is his Emancipation Proclamation, it has just as much effect as Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, which was no effect at all. But the interesting thing is that I want to run through some numbers, because I want us to get an idea of what is going on. Because yesterday, I mean, I think we think about these things fractionally. And hearing Obama say something yesterday really sort of made me think about something. He said he's going to speed up the legalization process for millions of undocumented people here already. We're not going to be deporting moms. We're not going to be deporting kids. We're not going to be deporting hard-working people. We're going to be deporting criminals. He says deporting millions is not realistic. So I started thinking about this whole millions thing. And I want to show you what this is, because I think, again, connecting the dots is very important, and I don't think it's something that we do very much. And so I went to the Oracle this morning and Googled estimated number of illegal aliens in the United States. About 11.7 million illegal immigrants that we know of in this population, according to the Pew Research Center. 11.7 million illegal immigrants. What does that mean according to the entire population? Now, that's the ones that we know of, that we've estimated. Now, over the last less than 2 years, now this is a statistic from 2012, and so in the last 2 years, the Pew Research Center also reports that 75,000 illegal immigrants are living in New Jersey. 55,000 illegal immigrants. No, I'm sorry, that was wrong. 75,000 illegal immigrants have come into New Jersey in the last less than 3 years. And 55,000, according to the Pew Research Center, have come into Florida in less than the last 3 years. So in less than 3 years, we have 55,000 new illegal immigrants in Florida and 75,000 new illegal immigrants in New Jersey. interesting to note there, just from a sort of trivial perspective, both those states have GOP governments. Both those states have GOP governors. And Florida, who is ranked number two in population, illegal immigrant population explosion over the last 3 years, less than 3 years, not only has a GOP governor, but has a GOP Senate, a GOP House, and a GOP Commissioner of Agriculture, and a GOP Attorney General. Interesting, isn't it? I thought the GOP was going to come to our rescue for these. But you know what the Pew Research Center found out? This: these states with these explosions of illegal immigrants are the ones that are friendliest to amnesty, passing laws like in-state tuition and that sort of thing. So let's get back on task. 11.7 estimated illegal immigrants living in the United States. 301 million people in the United States, which would include, I'm guessing, the 11.7 million, right? So what are the demographics? So that what we have to understand is that puts the illegal immigrant population, people who are in this country illegally, at 4% of our population. 4% of our population are illegal immigrants. What does that mean? Do you know that according to the government, blacks alone comprise 12% as a race group? That means that the illegal immigrant population at 4% is one-third of the black population. Well, how about this? Asian Americans are 5% of the population in America. Isn't that amazing? The number of people in the United States that are illegal in this country is almost the same as the number of Asian people here legally. Are you seeing how these numbers work? 11.1 million illegal immigrants in this country, people who are here illegally. American Indian and Alaska Native indigenous people, 0.95% of the population. Illegal immigrants outnumber our Native American and Native Alaskan people combined in the United States. Are we catching these numbers? Which means what? All these people here legally, all these people who have gone through the right and the correct way of doing things, are going to be outnumbered by the people who are here illegally, breaking the law, shirking the system, and are going to just become automatically legal. Oh, don't worry, we're not going to make them citizens. We're just going to make them legal. We'll discuss the difference in that in a minute. But I think these numbers are important when we look at them together. So according to the Department of Immigration, there are 41 million, nearly, not quite, nearly 41 million immigrants living in the United States in 2012. 41 million immigrants. About 20% of all international migrants reside in the United States. 41 million here legally. And we're going to increase that by one quarter in a one felled swoop. 41 million, and now we're going to add 11 million right on top of that. I mean, what does that mean to us? Between the years 2011 and 2012, according to the Department of Government Immigration Statistics, Foreign-born population increased by 447,000 in 1 year. 447,000 legal citizens, immigrants in the United States in 1 year. Just 447,000 in 1 year. And Obama wants to add 11 million in 1 day. Are you catching these numbers? I mean, it's just absolutely stunning to me how these numbers are working out. Do we think about those things? I mean, it's just something to think about, these numbers. Only 447,000 in 1 year, and now Obama wants to add 11.7 million in 1 day. Now, he also claims that they're just as patriotic as you and me. I would beg to differ on that. The interesting thing is that he quoted George Bush last night about the illegal immigrants being a part of our society. A part of America, he said. And I find it interesting that he quotes George Bush because we've been trying to explain to people, and apparently Rush missed this too. I was listening to Rush yesterday. I don't think people realize how pro-amnesty George W. Bush was. I experienced it firsthand. George W. Bush engaged in executive amnesty through regulations of ICE. Limiting the funding of deportation, limiting the manpower of deportation, and controlling who gets to leave and who doesn't. Hand-tying our immigration and customs agents from deportation. That's George W. Bush. That's not Obama. Obama's just transparent about it. George W. Bush had the cover of the GOP. You see, he was able to do what he did without anybody knowing about it, and people still denying that it happened today because he had the GOP covering for him. We just have Obama saying, I don't care, I'm going to do it whether you like it or not. And so we're going to go over this again. I'm going to show you some things that I think maybe you might find surprising. Maybe not.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Now, Obama's plan is to integrate 11.7 illegal immigrants into our society legally, just with one fell swoop. Okay, so maybe those numbers will change a little bit, because he says, not recently. If you've just come here recently, you don't get this free pass. And this is not for anybody in the future. And for those who qualify, we're not going to deport you. So he makes the statement, amnesty is what we have now. Amnesty is leaving it the way it is. You know, I don't know if I absolutely disagree with that, because it's true. He says a lot of true things in this speech. But he says, mass deportation is not who we are. Common sense, middle ground approach is what we need. He says, if you plan to enter the country illegally, you will be deported. And if Congress doesn't like what I'm doing, I just have one answer for them. Pass a bill. And he says, if you do that, then the actions I'm taking will no longer be necessary. Why? Because he won't sign a bill until it's exactly what he wants it to be. And then he said the most amazing thing. He said, the middle class, and I'm quoting him now, the middle class people have gotten a raw deal for the over a decade. Obama just admitted that under his administration, the middle class people have gotten a raw deal. And they may be a little bitter about that. And that bitterness is making them think poorly about his immigration plan. And here's his Emancipation Proclamation phrase. Are you ready? Workers who pick our fruit and make our beds can never be right with the law. Is that right? Do we educate them and then send them home and reap the benefits of our country in their homelands? So many things wrong with this. Do we send them home just because they didn't have the right papers? I'm just amazed by some of these statements. The workers who pick our fruit and make our beds. If a GOP said that, they would be screaming racism. They'd be calling him a bigot, trying to keep the Hispanic down. All they do is pick fruit and clean hotel rooms and their maids and servants. Really, I thought that they were, this whole deal was for amnesty for high-educated people. That's how he started off this speech. We're not going to be giving everybody legalization. We're just going to give those who are the highly productive, the educated ones in the highly educated fields that we need help with. And we're not going to deport them just because they don't have the right papers. Why don't you carry over that perspective at the next time you have a DUI checkpoint? Or you're coming down the road and a federal agent pulls you over and asks you for your license and your registration. Are you going to say, well, you know what? We can't deport people just because they don't have the right papers. How can you give me a ticket just because I don't have the right papers? The bottom line is, these people lied to get what they needed. They played the system dishonestly to get what they needed. And we're going to just circumvent the law and alter the law to make these people who are in the habit of avoiding the law and breaking the law legal. And 11.7 million of them. I want to ask you, is that a productive, patriotic member of society who has lived for decades lying and cheating the system? I think that's something very important to think about.
My mama always said I was born for this, and some people wouldn't like that I was different. It never really mattered how hard it would be, cause she filled me with love and the strength to live. She said,
the Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
So the workers who pick our fruit and make our beds need to have a way to become right with the law. We can't send them home just because they don't have the right papers. And then we have to hear about Astrid. Astrid came here when she was 4 years old and defied all the odds. Became a college student now, working on 3 degrees. She's a political activist And that's how I know her. We need to welcome her in. We were strangers once too. And we need to be opening our arms to strangers. No, Obama, you're the only stranger here. As a matter of fact, you're not even supposed to be president because you're a stranger here. The whole problem that we have today in the way the executive branch is running is because you're a stranger here. You are the stranger. The rest of us who were born here or came here legally did so because we love this country. We love the establishment of liberty. We love what makes America exceptional. We're not wanting to change that overnight at the tune of 11.7 million people. So what I did was I just went ahead and I wrote a translation of Obama's speech from last night. I'm going to sum it up to you. It was a very short speech anyway. And I'm going to sum it up to you. For those of you who are not Democrats, for those of you who are not liberal progressives, I am a linguist. I'm a trained linguist. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to translate this from liberal progressive to conservative, rational, logical thinking people. Are you ready? Here we go. Translating Obama's speech from liberal progressive to conservative, logical, rational thought. I'm Barack Obama. Don't worry, what I'm doing is perfectly legal, and the only reason I'm doing it is because Congress won't do what I tell them. Think about the dear young girl I know named Astrid. She came here illegally when she was just 4 years old. She and her parents got a place to live. Her dad and mom had jobs but never paid taxes. She went to government schools, even lied and cheated the system to go to a premier charter school because she didn't have the right papers. She got health care and an education while she was here illegally. She and her parents are still illegal today, and she is now a college student working on her third degree. She's even a political activist for Amnesty. So don't worry, I'm not going to give them the benefits of citizenship. I don't have to. I'm just going to give them a way to become legal. We've already established that you're stupid. So don't be selfish and inconsiderate, people, too. This does not affect recent or future illegals. This is just a delayed deportation, which is what we're already doing. So all we're really changing are the political labels for these people. It's really just a temporary band-aid that you will have to revisit a few years down the road. We, the politicians, will be able to politically string American people on and on for years to come. It is a crisis that will continue to build and manipulate the voters because we will still not seal the borders. God bless America. And there you have his speech. Is what Obama said unconstitutional? Only if you think about the fact that the Department of Immigration and Customs is already operating illegally. Unconstitutionally, rather. But what Obama said really wasn't unconstitutional. Because after all, he is the leader of the executive branch. And he is just instructing the executive agency on how to operate. Number one. That's well within his power. The unconstitutional aspect of this is that the Department of Immigration Customs Enforcement operates unconstitutionally. It's the agency that's operating unconstitutionally. So he's going to be able to get around saying, the claim that he's operating unconstitutionally because technically he's not. His agency is. And he's just directing his agency. See, that's the whole purpose of executive orders anyway, to direct executive agencies. The problem is not with the executive orders. The problem is that, with the majority of them anyway, the problem is that these executive agencies don't constitutionally exist or don't properly constitutionally operate, like Immigration Customs Enforcement. I mean, the only thing the federal government is allowed to do with immigration is to set up a standard. The enforcement of that is supposed to remain in the states. There's no authorization for enforcement, just for establishing a standard. And the states are supposed to supply the standards. So the states are the ones who have to wake up and realize that the federal government is doing their job unconstitutionally. And if the states were to wake up and realize that the federal government was doing their job unconstitutionally, then they could take their job back. And then they would take the authority from the president to rule and reign over them. Because, you see, the president can't change the standard. Only Congress can change the standard. And that's the key issue here. Obama is not changing the standard. The standard has already been changed. Congress has allowed the standard to be changed for a very long time. And so now, through congressional negligence and passes given to this administration and previous administrations, we have the situation that we're in. Because you see, when George Bush was doing it, it was okay. But now that Obama's doing it, it's not okay because it's in our faces. So what are you going to do? I mean, this is still a congressional issue. So what is Congress going to do about it? Now, the other thing that makes this speech a non-action is that he didn't change anything. It doesn't affect recent illegals. I'm not quite sure what recent means. I don't know, but the progressives like to redefine the meaning of words. You know, that word imminent means you might sometime in the future do something. And maybe recent means in the last, 10 minutes. So if you came across the border while Obama was giving his speech, then this doesn't affect you. And it doesn't affect future illegals. Which means if you come over here tomorrow, it doesn't affect you. But everybody else, the 11.7 million who are already here, we're just going to delay deportation, which is exactly what they're already doing. Now, the interesting thing is that he never actually comes out and says, we're going to deport criminals. He says, we're not going to deport the people who are here not committing crimes, right? We're not going to deport the moms and dads and the kids and the people who are working here legally. We're not going to do that. But he never really came out and said, criminals will be deported. We're going to engage in active deportation of criminals. We're going to clean out our prisons with illegal immigrants and we're going to send them home. He never actually said that. So pay attention not only to what he says, but what he doesn't say. It's all about delayed deportation. And this is such a non-act. Because as I pointed out in the summary, the key here is he never, ever once mentioned in this speech, not one single solitary time, that we're going to secure the borders. Not once did he say that. And so what he has done is made an announcement to the world that when you come here, you will not be deported. And we're not going to do anything to stop you from coming here. Right? This will not affect recent illegal immigrants or future illegal immigrants. See, we're not going to try to stop illegal immigrants. We're just not going to allow the future ones to become legal. Isn't that a very interesting way of phrasing that? Does that affect recent or future illegals? Knowing that he refuses to secure the border, which means this problem is going to continue. And at a rate of 75,000 every 2 years in every state, what does that mean? That means the problem grows, continues to grow, while politicians bicker and use this crisis as a tool to manipulate stupid people. I mean, that's what this really is all about. You're going to hear things, well, this is going to backfire on the Democrats. This is going to whatever. No, it's not. No, it's not. I think they highly underestimate the number of people who are actually going to be voters through this massive legalization. But remember, he's not granting them citizenship, so they can't vote anyway. But then they're going to get here and you're going to say, well, they're living here. They're living here with these benefits of citizenship, but you're denying them legal representation. That's not how we work. We are a country based on legislation by representation. How can we have 11.7 million productive people in society and denying them representation? That's like having slaves and denying them representation. We had a civil war for that. How can we do that to these people? See, this is the progressive way things are done. You simply call their names differently, right? We're not going to call them illegal anymore. We're going to call them legal. Not citizen, but legal. So now we can have people in the country legally, but with no rights? How does that work? You wait. This is going to be a continuing crisis, a continuing political tool to manipulate votes, control elections, and siphon more and more and more money from the people. This is just legal plunder, America. An excuse for the government to take your money illegally and unconstitutionally. And the real question still remains. How long will we allow government to operate unconstitutionally? How long will we allow the government to engage in legal plunder? How long will we consent? And how long before we realize that it's our children that are paying for this? 11.7 million in one fell swoop. How does that impact your children?
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist. Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
So Obama says, don't worry, we're not going to make them citizens. We're just going to make them legal. Let me ask you a very important question. What is the difference between someone who is a citizen and someone who's here legally? Think about this from a perspective of the illegal immigrant. You're 11.7 million people here already here illegally. You get public housing. You get public welfare benefits. You get free medical treatment. You're here illegally, remember? You get government primary, secondary, and post-secondary education. Possible military service. You get constitutional recognition of rights. According to the ATF and the Department of Justice, you can buy, own, and ship firearms easier than citizens, with more rights as citizens, as far as firearms concerned, with less background checks than citizens, and you get invitations from the White House to go sit at dinners with the president and the first lady simply because you're illegal. Now, Obama says he's going to fix all this, right? Because if you're here, if you're one of these 11.7 million and you're not a criminal, and you submit yourself to a background check, then what we're going to do is we're going to allow you to be considered legal. Not citizen, but legal. Oh, no, nothing's going to change about how you work because, you know, we know that you're already voting. We know you get all these benefits. Nothing's going to change except for the fact that now you will do all these things and pay taxes. and you don't have to hide. I about laughed my head off when he said that. You no longer have to hide in the shadows. I'm sorry, is having dinner with the stinking president of the United States hiding in the shadows? Is being a political activist and having 3 college degrees hiding in the shadows? No. It's pilfering, plundering is what it is. And the interesting thing is, they think this is okay. Liberal progressives think this is okay because they think that everybody should have all this stuff free. Not just illegal immigrants. Everybody should get housing for free. Everybody should get welfare benefits for free. Everybody should get free medical treatment. Everybody should go to college and get 3 college degrees for free. So they're not changing anything about the way they believe. They're just trying to transform America into a socialist government. And what's the best way to do it? Fill it full of people who already live a socialist life. Make them legal. And then argue that if you don't give them the right to representation and the right to vote, they're here legally, you're denying them the basic human rights of every American. And then you have 11.7 million socialist voters who believe that everything should be free because that's how they got what they got. They didn't have to do it or work hard. They didn't have to pay their fair share. What a great deal is that? That's the same deal, by the way, as the Gang of Eight came up with. I just want you to recognize what Obama said last night was the plan of the Gang of Eight. Go look at it. It's the same thing. It's a pathway. We will allow you to be legal as long as you do a background check and pay taxes. And then what are you going to do? Make people pay taxes and don't allow them to be citizens? Don't allow them, you know, the legal right to vote? They'll be hiding in the shadows when they're voting. Time to wake up, America. This is who we've become. The question is, how long will you consent to the destruction of the Constitution, to the theft of your money, and the destruction and the complete annihilation of the liberty that is supposed to be inherited by your children? Just asking. We came to life.